Harry. One little boy blew more than toy trumpet over the circus elephant's oompa, sent high notes spinning like pink candy floss. By the time his teen drive kicked in, he had technique to spare and an ego to match, humility stealing itself in lip. Billy H. Harry was pretty hostile at first, as I remember him. He came from Texas, where they treat Negroes like dirt. It showed. We had to break him out of that. It only took a few earfuls of Buck to cut his uppity ass. A lesson in the gentlemanly arts. After that, he came back to jam and loved it. Goodman snagged him for 2 hard years, mixing it up with Hamp and Charlie, the real Edge. Then came the hits and Hollywood. Who could resist marrying a pinup, G.I. Joe's wet dream? Warbling to Betty, "You made me love you," he laid his spitty mouthpiece at her feet. Life got sweet, and so did his style. Soft strings buffered a spate of carnal commerce, pop, white sugar. But Harry, to his last day, defended what he did. "What do you mean, sell out? I don't believe we've ever done one freaking tune I didn't love to play."